Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now it's a Tuesday, which means we like to do a late movie review on this show. It's Brooke's thing. She hasn't seen a lot of the great movies, finally getting around to them and making up for lost time. I'm the movie guy on this show, and I'm not without sin myself. So with Brooke away, I thought, look, I'm 27 years old. I should probably finally get around to watching Forrest Gump. It came out a year before I was born. It's a movie everybody universally loves. It's one that Brooke's certainly been like, what? You haven't seen Forrest Gump? So fine. I did it. This is how it went.
He's Gump. What's in his head?
Was not expecting the main character to be named after a founding member of the Ku Klux Klan. That's a choice. All right, first up, this clown won't stop talking. I could not sit next to Forrest Gump for very long. Is this all the movie is, just telling us stuff? Get to the story! You gotta get off the bench, brother. Go live your life. So this guy, Forrest Gump, despite idiocy, succeeding in everything, influencing the course of history, I think I liked this story better when it was called The Simpsons.
And the guy standing next to me is President Gerald Ford. And this is when I was on tour with the Smashing Pumpkins. Oh, and here's a picture of me in outer space.
Everyone this guy meets dies. Many of them are assassinated. The love of his life clearly wants nothing to do with him. Also, the movie really has it in for her. She's being abused. She's being beaten. She develops a drug habit and has a near-death experience. She's got AIDS. She's got AIDS. That's really the tragedy of this whole film. Forrest Gump is not an inspirational figure. He's deeply cursed. He's a man who's too stupid to comprehend the horrors of American life in the 20th century, of war. There's this constant undercurrent of race inequality. It's a very angry movie, and yet it's smiling at you, saying, isn't this wonderful? Isn't this charming? I kind of want to throw up. Movie has made me want to throw up. This is a waking nightmare. Forrest Gump, condemned to drift aimlessly through history with no ties, no one to love him. Even his own son, you give that a couple of years, he's going to be too smart to have anything to do with dad. I am so bummed out. This film made so much money. This was a huge hit. People could not get enough of this feeling that, frankly, I don't think I ever want to feel like this again. I'm giving it two chickens. It is also maybe the best looking film I've ever seen.
And that's all I have to say about that.
That's what I thought. That's the honest feelings I had. Look, if you have any problems, maybe you can tell me something I might have missed. Was it more satirical than I gave it credit for? Help me out.